All right, Kimbo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kufnun Zayin. Zihui Aratzon, Lo Seisu Mekano. So remember again, in this particular parak of Parak Ches, we're speaking about this idea that up until now in the Sefer we've been focused on really acts of what we'll call separation. Separating from negative emotions, separating from negative actions, separating from negative emotion or negative emotion, and then separating from negative thoughts. Now the focus has becoming on what he calls his achdus, reuniting, bringing together the disparate parts. And his whole idea is that his achdus only could apply through the soul, because the truth is physicality by definition is separate and distinct. So true achdus, true unity, can only be established through the neshama, through the soul itself. So we're now identifying what exactly that process means. So top of Kuf Nun Zayin. Zihui Aratzon, identifying one's will. Lo Seis Ulekabel, to go ahead and to give or to receive. Ba'omek, if we look at this in a deep fashion, Kol Ma'aseh, every action, Kol Hargasha, every emotion, Kol Machshava, every thought, Tzarech Lihimadeid Eitzel Ha'odom B'Defus Hazeh. Person has to measure every action, every thought, every feeling through the following prism. Haim hamachshava, hargasha o hamaase, naasim im zihui lekabel, o im zihui loses. Is the point of the action, the feeling, is it with the intention of receiving or with the intention of giving? Im hu zihui lekabel, if the reason I'm doing something, thinking something is to receive, zehu shoresh hapirut shalabriya, then in reality, this is something that creates a source of disconnect. Now again, it's not saying that it's always bad to receive. It's just the reality that by definition, if I'm doing what I'm doing in order to receive, this by definition is a source of separation. We'll discuss what this means. Vimhuzihui losais, however, again, if the intention of the action is to give, zehu shorish ha'achtus shel kol hanivraim kulam, then this is the idea, if something is to give, giving by definition is something that unites. So again, right now this is like the thesis. This is the premise that all actions fall into one of two categories, either giving or receiving. If it's an act of receiving, then by definition it's not one that creates achdus. If it's an act of giving, then by definition it's creates a sense of his achdus. Now I want to be clear, when he uses achdus, it's not the way we generally colloquially use achdus of everybody getting along and together. He means this on a much higher level that represents almost like a universal type of unity. All the editing time when a person has not removed the negativity in his actions, bahar gushosav machshavosav, in his feelings and in his thoughts. Kashlo lahaschil betalich zeh, shall zihui kol haratzon im ratzon lo seisu lekabo. Machmas, sheyesh lo ra har beyoseh b'shorashi b'nafsho. Well, says a very interesting episode. He says that, but in order to be able to analyze the prism through which I see my actions, a person already has to be on a certain heightened level already of refinement. Because again, if a person is not yet in a state of refinement, it's really impossible to be able to truly analyze one's actions. He says, for example, Yesh lo levushim yoser gasim, shemonim mimenu hargosha hadaka haumka shebenefesh shel halasas, ves hargoshas haslidim lekabel. He's a very interesting example. If I'm wearing very thick clothing, and somebody goes ahead and takes a needle and pricks me with the needle, I'm not going to feel it, right? Why won't I feel it? Simply because the clothing is too thick. It's a very good mashal. He says, if the emotional, spiritual, physical clothing is too thick, it doesn't give you the opportunity to truly analyze your actions for what they are. So if I'm not yet refined enough in the area of actions, in the area of thought, in the area of emotion, so a person will not be able to go through this process of analyzing each and every action individually to see whether or not it's something that is Kabbalah, is Lesina, am I giving, am I taking? Therefore, again, is it something that brings me closer, something that brings me apart? Ha'adam, excuse me, la'achar, sha'adam mitin asatzmo, v'chel ke'ara hachitzoni b'masa, b'hargashos machshavos his masnu. after a person has already gone ahead and engaged in this process of essentially self-analysis in the realm of thought, excuse me, the realm of action, the realm of thought, the realm of emotion, as yachohu la'avod b'shorash ha'pnim yishalato v'ara, shorash kol ha'ra'osh ha'nivraim hu ha'ratzol l'kabel, v'shorash kol ha'tov sh'ha'nivraim hu ha'ratzol l'osis. This is very interesting. I will say a very profound statement. The root of all ra, of all evil that exists within this world, is based in the desire to receive. And the root of all good in this world is based in the desire to give. I will say, again, remember, we're talking on very high levels over here, not to be applied yet in just on a personal level, only because there are times when you're supposed to receive. Right, there are times, remember, for every act of giving, there's what?
Yeah.
There's a recipient, right? So obviously, again, we're talking, I'm sorry, an act of reception.
No.
Act of reception.
No,
got it. All right, Mr. Fancy English over here. Good, all right. Yeah, I think you said you were trying to do reception. Right, there's an act of reception. First of all, at this hour in the morning,
no,
I can see whatever.
I thought you were bad. I don't like reception.
I don't like reception. Receiving, yeah. The truth is, I happen to have my own lawyer that I run these things by. He signed off on it. So now we'll say his idea is, and this obviously is a very profound statement, that the root of all, I'm going to use this word evil, but we'll call it negativity. The root of all negativity or all evil is the desire to receive. The root of all good is the desire to give. Okay, obviously, we're putting that out there now. Now the shaila is what that means and how we deal with that. Ha'adam ki'adam yachol hischaber im kol ma'ashish bebriya. Man, as man, has the ability to connect with everything that is within the natural world. Leman ha'briya, for the sake of creation. Umi'idach, on the other hand, yachol hu lehistager mikol ma'ashish bebriya. He has the ability to go ahead and literally remove himself from all that was within creation. If the perspective of man, if the perspective, mabat literally means the outlook, perspective, the outlook or perspective of man, in the way he acts, in the way he feels, in the way he thinks, is the perspective of giving. Whatever he experiences, whatever happens all around him, so we'll say, listen to this. If a person's perspective is to give, if that's his gestalt, if that's who he is, if that's what he wants, then ultimately that's how he connects with the world around him. Everything that happens around him, this is actually interesting, everything that happens around him, he connects with the good that is within it. I'll explain this in just one moment. Masha Inkin, however, im mabato hu mabat shel kabel, if his whole perspective is to receive, what can I get? Hari she'efshar shu chai afilu b'soch b'isam ishtav yiladav. It could be that he lives in the house with his wife and in his children, and yet deep down, he's a stranger to them. I will say, what does this mean? I think this is such an incredible insight. If you, at your core, are a giver, and you realize that your mandate in this world is to give, so what happens? When you see things in the world, what do you see by definition? What do you see? Try to figure out ways how you can make things better. How you can make things better, right? That at the end of the day, what you want to be able to do is to be able to make, now how do you make things better? You have to make things better by first, you can only make something better if you believe that there's something good to work with. If you believe that something is totally lost, then what? There is ultimately nothing to work with. If there's nothing to work with, then there's nothing to amplify. There's no basis, there's no foundation. So therefore, again, a person who at his core is a giver, by definition, will see the good in all that is around him. By definition, will see the good in all that is around him. and will go out of his way to connect with that good, as opposed to a person who is a taker. What happens when a person is a taker, I will say? That was a person is a taker personality is someone who always feels magiali, right? I need this, I need that, I want this, I want that. And what happens when a person is a taker? Right? Clinical tests have shown most takers are never happy. Why? Because they always feel that there's something more coming to them. There's something more that's owed to me. You didn't give me this, you didn't do this for me. And that's why I use this muscle. You can eat this turns out this it happens even with one's family. My wife doesn't do enough for me. My kids don't give me enough COVID. That's the taker mentality. The taker is always looking for more and more and more and more. And the truth is, if you're looking for more, you're never going to have enough, to the point that a person can become totally estranged, even from one's own family. So for the giver, he has an incredible power to connect to the good in everything because he sees the good, because he's always trying to figure out, how can I make it better? How can I amplify it? The taker is disconnected from everything. Why? Because all he wants is give me, give me, give me, give me. And you're never giving me enough. And therefore, by definition, he becomes estranged and alienated from all that is around him. All right, we'll stop over here. Obviously, we have a lot more to build up on this in Yeretz Hashem.
Does your comment on the welfare system do that?
Not yet. We'll get to that.